Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
We have several roads that we have spent millions of dollars to design, and there is no money to do those. So I just want to make it very clear to you, we should not live in a fantasy world, right? If we're not going to create a funding source or identify funding.
Yeah, Brad Baker, the Santa Rosa County Administrator, basically very stern talk, explaining to folks that, look, I have to keep going to these civic groups and tell them what we're doing and, you know, where we're going. And the answer is we're not going anywhere. We're not doing any of these things that we say we're going to do because we do not have the money to do it. And he gave just one example, the Berry Hill Road project, that the first phase of it is $45 million. They put $2 million into design. The total for all three phases would be $140 million. There's no money for this. So we keep putting these projects out there. We keep getting them to, you know, the PD&E phase, and then they just sit there like well-intended ideas that we are never going to do. Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5.
I did the math, and we've got over $216 million in planned or in-design projects specifically for roadway in the south end between District 4 and District 5, and over $243 million in north and central Santa Rosa County in Districts 1, 2, and 3. So the south end has certainly their fair share on the list, but it's pretty clear we're not getting squat.
That's almost a half a billion dollars in projects. That does not include the Navarre Beach Bridge Causeway replacement.
Pretty clear we're not going to get a bridge at any point. So I don't want to hear the word bridge mentioned about Navarre Beach for the next 3.5 years while I'm sitting here.
Don't bother.
$20 million for the community access road to help the Air Force and help traffic and help connect communities. That's out the window. I mean, PDE is underway. So I guess when that gets completed, there's a possibility we may get some magic wand that comes down from the federal government that says, hey, we're going to give you that money. And then I would venture to say it's probably a 5 to 6 year project if we even got the money. And then that doesn't connect to the road that Okaloosa County has in PD&E and is planning on funding that is designed to connect to this, but then there's a separate section, the Herbert Connector, which is a $5 million plan. So effectively,
nothing. Nothing. And by the way, the specific question, they had already voted down the MSTU, that's an on-your-property tax, okay, for public safety. It would have been a trade-out for current funding, so that wouldn't have been a property tax increase. It just would have been a re-identification of it, an earmark, if you want to call it that. This was for the roads. This is a second MSTU to raise property taxes for roads, and this would have been an increase, or it could have been. It wasn't decided yet, but you know, if you take the amount of money that's currently spent on roads and you put it into an MSTU, how much would that be? That'd be just a shift over to identify how much. And then it's a question of, well, are you going to impose an increase in property tax up to 10 mils total for all the MSTUs combined is the maximum, just like up to 10 mils total for your regular property tax. So up to 20 mils total or 2% of your value, 10 mils is a percent, that would be the maximum. And he's basically saying, you know, look, we're just not, you know, because the first one had already failed and they were talking about the second one. And he's frustrated because, you know, look, you're going to vote down the local option sales tax. You know, every time the tax question comes up, you vote it down, and everybody keeps asking for more and more stuff, but you cannot have it both ways.
So effectively, that event we all went to last week, we had base commanders sitting there telling us how bad traffic was and how it was literally a national security issue.
Because of readiness can't get to Hurlburt when you have an emergency?
We don't care. Because we don't have a way to fund these. Because if we fund one of those projects, we can't fund Woodbine Road.
So we're telling the military that we don't really care about their problems because we're just not willing to pay for any of these issues. Now, the other side, I had earlier in the show played you Rhett Rowell, who had raised questions about worried that if you create a tax structure like this, that future boards are going to abuse it. I think a lot of the people who are opposed to this, they don't care about future boards. They don't want any tax increase now, not ever, for any reason. And so this is Susan Graff, and she says, you know, I get that we don't have money to do this, but I don't think we should be having all this growth.
I understand there's no money. I get that. But I think the problem lies before the money. I came to one of the budget meetings last year that was held here and literally asked the people giving the meeting how much of this problem is caused by the new and exponential growth. And they told us almost all of it. Now, Colton, you're sitting here talking about being a change maker. The problem is we don't want the changes that are being made. We don't need 20 houses per acre.
And I understand that perspective, too. But, okay, if you do not want the roads to be funded, which is a choice, you don't want to expand the road capacity, which is a choice, then stop complaining about it. You either complain and then find a way to get the money so that you can fix the problem, or you don't find the funding, won't spend the money to fix the problem, and endure the problem. One of the two. Can't do both. But what people want to do is complain about the problem and demand the problem get fixed and not spend any money to do it. Grow up. Now, either choice you can make. And again, I try not to take a position on tax issues where I don't have to pay them. But the either or is just logic. You know, quit your about the roads or pay for them. John Pickens, that's Traffic on the Fives. John?
All right. We're back to accident-free right now. But if you are on Avalon Boulevard southbound headed toward I-10, it's about a 7 to 10-minute delay in that area. Also, so Davis southbound as you approach Olive Road, I'd say about a 9-minute delay just due to congestion there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to this conversation, because it was very interesting to hear, you know, the very frank talk about the problems facing Santa Rosa County with infrastructure funding. Bobby Burkett, District 1.
I'm going to stand firm what I said Monday, and y'all can get on the keyboard, and I'm going to give y'all something to lambast me about.
Lambast, but that's okay. No, remember on Monday, the previous meeting, he had said, y'all clearly don't want infrastructure to be fixed. That's why you keep voting down these taxes. Which, of course, no, people want to not pay and get fixes. But, you know, but he's saying there's a choice, and the choice is when you choose not to pay, then you choose not to fix.
You don't want to pay the sales tax? We got what you asked for. You didn't pay for anything, we're getting nothing, and apparently, because I can't put it on my family, my children, my grandchildren, and the people that's on the that owns property here. I can't put all that on them when everybody else is get the benefit. I think everybody needs to pay for it. So fire the keyboards, and that's what I got to say.
Yeah, and Susan Graff, I kind of interrupted her. She had also said that, you know, and the reason I wanted to play her is because she got applause from the audience because she represents a viewpoint, which is the, you know, stop. If you can stop the growth, that's the only way that we're going to be happy, basically. It seemed to be her view, and that's a view people have.
We're jamming too many houses in. And now we have talked about this for years. We've said we don't want this. We don't want these high-density subdivisions. And yet you all vote as a board. You go against your own zoning board. Oh, yeah, we got to have those. We got to have that. We need affordable housing. We need this. We need that. No, we don't. We don't need it. And now you're making us, who've been here all this time, foot the bill for this foolishness of stuff that we never wanted to begin with. You want to be a change maker? Why don't you listen to the people who vote for you?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, but what is the answer there? You're going to put a wall up around Santa Rosa County? You know, let them sprawl more so that we lose more farmland. You know, because that's what's happening. You know, you're against growth. I understand. You're against density. You're against sprawl. You're against bad infrastructure, but you don't want to pay for good infrastructure. Like, you got to. It's easy to be upset. And I'm not picking on her particular. I just mean in general. You know, like, it's easy to be upset. What's your answer? And by the way, the whole that whole business about the zoning board member, Gene Sullivan, and removing or not removing him and the dust up over the zoning permission for this higher density development over on 87, I think it's on 87, it's right in that vicinity anyway. Colton Wright actually explained why they did that, why they approved, because, again, Susan Graff is complaining about the density, and he says...
And we talk a lot about the Navy here in Santa Rosa County, but the Air Force is very important to us. And when I was talking about, you know, the... We talk about affordable housing. It's killing them. It's killing them. His people don't have places to live. They're struggling to find a place. You know, we caught hell over those townhomes at the last zoning meeting. But it was specifically located halfway between our industrial parks and our Air Force base. You know, we can't tell them we support them. We can't tell our men and women in uniform that we support the mission. We support, we're patriots. We're patriots and we're good American citizens. And then not give them what they need.
Which is housing and roads. Right? I mean, supporting the military is more than just talk, right? That's what he's saying. Rhett Rowell, again, was kind of the leader of the opposition on the first round of the vote against the MSTU for public safety.
We have to be, in my mind, very, very careful. I don't think we need to just assume that we're going to renew the local option sales tax that we have currently. I think it's very important that we guard that and we show that we are being very careful with what we have and the message that we're sending to the public. And that's from today, I hope I've conveyed that. That's been my issue with this. Grants, state matching dollars, this pales in comparison, what we're trying to do or what we've talked about doing today pales in comparison to if we lose our local option sales tax. And that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, remember the additional one did not win, right? And the renewal for the existing one is coming up. And his concern is that people are so frustrated, and if they try to expand taxes in any way, then people are just going to vote down the local option sales tax next time it comes up.
We do need to. I agree. There's some medicine that we got to take. And that's no fun, but it's not fair to the staff that we keep saying, sure, design that. Sure. And it's not fair to the citizens to keep wasting money or spending money on projects that we cannot afford to see to completion.
Yeah, again, spending $2 million on the design of the first phase of a project like the Bear Hill Road project, and it's going to be $45 million to actually do. You know, why do we keep wasting money on the designs on projects we're not going to, we have no funding. We have no ability to actually pay for. That's kind of the issue he's getting at. Kerry Smith, Commission Chairman, District 2, that's, you know, Milton and East Milton.
That half-cent sales tax for renewal that's coming up, that's one of the reasons why I am for putting this MSTU in place, because in the current culture that we have right now, and I'm not, you know, we're basically, as a board, stating we're closed for business. And that's what, you know, that's the anti-growth, stance. And I have respect for that. That's your stance and that's your opinion. It's not mine. And it's obviously not Commissioner Wright's. But if we're going to go that direction, that's what we're saying.
And again, Colton Wright, again, talking about this local option sales tax. And I think this is actually a fairly insightful comment. But, you know, if we don't do anything, we don't do any of these projects because we can't afford any of these projects.
I want to make a prediction that the lack of progress that's going to happen between now and the 2026 election is going to inspire people to not support a local option sales tax. Mark my words.
Meaning if we had more money, we could do more projects and we might get some goodwill. If we don't have the money, we cannot do the projects and they will see us not doing the projects and everything sitting around not happening. And they'll say, why would we bother even having this local option sales tax? Because we don't get anything done with it. So it comes to the vote, and again, this one was another MSTU, okay? It was to identify money going for roads infrastructure, but not automatically to increase it, although it was going, my opinion, it was going to be an increase in property tax because otherwise, I mean, you can't complain about not having the money and then not increase it, right? That's the whole point of this. And
I'm going to make a motion to approve the roadway improvement MSTU as stated and look for a second.
Second.
All in favor, raise your right hand.
Hard to see on the radio.
All opposed, raise your right hand. So the motion fails 3-2.
Same as the first vote. Colton Wright and Kerry Smith voted for it. Rhett Rowell, Bobby Burkett, and Ray Addington voted against it. So that one failed too. So now what? Well, I guess we're just going to keep telling staff, twirl your thumbs, can't do it. You know, it's kind of where we're at. There were two more taxing questions. The one for the fire just passed. I mean, as a consent item, no conversation. Then there was the MSBU for the storm ponds in the neighborhood. Remember that one? To figure out how we could do better service of those and then divide it by the number of homes. We'll get to that one next hour. 725 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
I couldn't see it on the radio, could I?
Could you? Andrew? No, not at all. Just like
all right.
Me.
All right. Just that one accident to let you know about. It's I-110 southbound. Right there on the, if you're exiting onto Brent Lane, the outside lane is blocked on Brent Lane. That's I-110 southbound. So be aware of that. Other than that, looks like the rest of I-10 is flowing smoothly. Avalon Boulevard, Highway 29, 9 Mile, all look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Somebody asked a question. Why aren't all the new taxes and fees, impact fees and whatnot from these new homes paying for road and infrastructure? Because it's just not enough money, not even close. And the money doesn't come fast enough to take care of that. Somebody else says update the roads first and then bring in the houses and Gulf Breeze and Navarre. It's getting ridiculous. They clear cut lots left and right. Okay, agree. I tend to agree with the concept of concurrency. It's just a question of how do you fund it, right? That's the real issue. Speaking of homes, if you're trying to sell or buy or, you know, acquire a vacation rental or move to the beach, or move away to the beach, move into Santa Rosa County, move out of Santa Rosa County. I don't, you know, everybody's got different desires. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they can take care of you, okay? They have sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes a year before that. About 200 homes a year they sell, somewhere in that. It was over for a couple of years when it was real hot, and it's been a little bit less than that. But the market seems to be coming back around just a little bit. You're in the military, okay? She works with people in the military all the time. One family coming here from Japan, the first time they met her and saw their house and got a hand on a key was when she was giving it to them. Because, you know, no problem. Work on social media, phone calls, whatever. She will take care of you. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds, now featuring cotton dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Only one thing worse than a dragon. Americans.
Good morning, 729 on News Radio 92.3. Happy Monday. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney will be meeting today on the sidelines of the G7 summit today in Alberta. The two nations are working on trade agreements and in the face of the tariffs recently imposed. Israel says Iran has now launched more than 300 missiles at the country, 300 and counting, since Friday. The Israeli military says most of those were intercepted, but a few of them did hit, and a couple dozen people have been killed.
It's pretty awful. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Coming up next, what did you think of the parade? We'll be covering some of that. It was, I thought, very interesting, surprising, unexpected in some ways, including what Trump said. We'll carry that for you after the news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Israel's military reports taking out a third of Iran's missile launchers. At least 8 Israelis are killed, more than 100 injured in missile strikes this morning.
Some of them slipping past missile defense systems at 5 different locations, destroying both apartment buildings and residential blocks in the heart of Tel Aviv, just blocks away from the U.S. Embassy branch here that was also damaged. First responders were rushing into the flames, trying to look for survivors in the rubble.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv, Israel. A 2-day manhunt ends with the arrest of a man accused of shooting 2 Minnesota state lawmakers, Democrats, and their spouses, killing Melissa and Mark Hortman, injuring John and Yvette Hoffman at their homes, posing as a police officer.
Senator Hoffman came out of his final surgery and is moving towards that, towards recovery.
It's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. The suspect, Vance Belter, is expected in court this afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It's a beautiful morning and 76 degrees in Pensacola. Of course, we're going to check on our forecast and our traffic here in just a couple of minutes. Anti-Trump protests in Pensacola drew crowds of several hundred on Saturday. The 2 No Kings rallies were held at Graffiti Bridge and near Cordova Mall on the PSC campus. The protesters were against Trump administration policies on immigration and tariffs.
I am for the truth, and I want people to know the truth. And I think there's a lot of misinformation that exists out here. And so we want people to know that, Trump has done a good job, that we want immigration, but we don't want illegal immigration. And so I think having honest conversations is the key to that.
And that was an anti-protester who was for President Trump, who was also nearby at one of those 2 events. The rallies were held at the same time as the large military parade that Andrew has been discussing here this morning that was held in Washington, D.C., celebrating the U.S. Army's 250th birthday. A domestic violence situation turned deadly on Saturday in Fairhope. Officials say this incident happened at a home on Dominion Drive Saturday night. Responding to Baldwin County deputies found 2 people that had serious injuries. They were taken to a hospital in Pensacola for treatment. One of the victims died. The other is still being treated. 38-year-old Ryan Thomas Smith was arrested following a high-speed pursuit on I-65 that ended in Escambia County, Alabama. Deputies say they stopped his vehicle with a grappler system. He's now charged with murder and with attempted murder. 2 people were hurt after a crash on 29. That happened over the weekend north of McDavid at Cox and Sigler Roads. And officials say the accident involved 1 car and 1 rural mail carrier vehicle. Firefighters had to extricate that postal employee from their vehicle after the crash. Both drivers were taken to the hospital. The post office does say the mail from that rural mail carrier's vehicle was retrieved and will be delivered. FHP is still investigating the accident. Triumph Gulf Coast has been a huge win for our local economy. Now, that is from one of the legislators responsible for creating it, State Senator Don Gates. And he was at their monthly meeting last Friday. He reflected on the organization's impact to our economy and the challenges that they've faced.
I was challenged the other day by a statewide elected official who said to me, "Well, Don, you know, are you really sure that Triumph Gulf Coast has accomplished what you wanted it to?" And the fact is that Triumph Gulf Coast has done far more. Thousands and thousands of new high-paying jobs. Thousands and thousands of people, young people in particular, trained to be able to compete for those jobs.
And Gates sponsored the initial legislation that led to the lawsuit against BP following that 2010 oil spill. He also sponsored the legislation that created Triumph Gulf Coast. He said, looking at what's been accomplished over the years, he is a proud papa. Zoo Miami's oldest reptile celebrated another birthday on Sunday, Father's Day. It's a Galapagos tortoise named Goliath. And now he is 100, or believed to be 135 years old, and also recently became a father for the first time when one of the eggs laid by his mate, Sweet Pea, hatched. An application has been made to the Guinness Book of World Records to recognize Goliath as the oldest first-time father in history. And I thought it was bad at 40. I can't imagine keeping up at that age. It's 7:35 at News Radio. John Pickens, do you have our, is there anything happening on the roads this morning?
Just one accident to let you know about that happened on I-110 southbound. That's right around mile marker number 5, which is the exit for Brent and Airport. The outside lane is blocked on Brent Lane, so use caution there in the clearing stages of that one. But I'm still seeing some delays in that area. Other than that, looks like the rest of I-10 is looking good. Highway 90, Avalon, everything is just flowing smoothly this morning. Not seeing any delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Well, thank you very much, John. And right now we've got 78 degrees and partly cloudy skies across the area, looking for a high in the mid-80s today. And we've got about a 60% rain chance here through the afternoon. Our next news is at 8 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Let's get a look at our pre-opening market report from Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Ladbrokes owner Entain said BetMGM, its U.S. sports betting joint venture with MGM Resorts, raised its annual revenue and core earnings forecast, driven by strong growth in its iGaming and online sports division. BetMGM said it now expects revenue of at least $2.6 billion and core earnings of at least $100 million in fiscal 2025. The IRS says the second quarter estimated tax deadline for 2025 is June 16th, and making a payment could help you avoid falling behind on taxes. Estimated tax payments are typically owed for self-employment earnings, rental income, interest, dividends, or gig economy work. Starbucks CEO Brian Niccol pitched his turnaround strategy to store managers at the company's leadership experience in Las Vegas. Niccol's back-to-Starbucks strategy will now focus on winning over employees as well as investors as it faces staffing concerns and a union push. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials lost 769. The NASDAQ down 255. That's Your Money Now.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. And we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
But they never wanna leave.
And high in the sky, the AH-64 Apache. It's the premier attack helicopter in the world. The Apache entered service in the mid-1980s and continues to evolve and modify to meet worldwide threats. It can deliver intense fire on the battlefield with an array of aerial rockets, guided Hellfire missiles, along with 30-millimeter cannon fire. The aircraft you see here is configured with a sophisticated targeting radar system and can operate in poor visibility and in the black of night. With more than 1,280 aircraft in operation, accumulating over 5 million flight hours, 1.3 million of which have been in combat, the AH-64 Apache represents the backbone of the U.S. Army's attack helicopter fleet and a growing number of international defense forces.
Do the Marines next. Do the Marines next. Do the Navy next. Do the Air Force. Do. Air Force would be faster. Not a lot of vehicles for the Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Because it's planes and it's okay. Helicopters. Anyway, okay. So, okay. No, I thought the parade was great. I really didn't know what to expect. I didn't have any particular expectations. I wasn't sure. I basically sat down and watched. I thought, this is fantastic. I love seeing the history. Love hearing the narration. Love seeing all the equipment. I'm an equipment geek, so I love watching the tanks and the Bradleys and the Paladins and the, you know, half tracks and just all and a couple of experimental vehicles and the Sherman tanks. And then seeing the helicopters flying over. I mean, it's great. The robot dog freaks me out because the robot dogs freak me out, you know, just going to say it. If you're in that group, then that's fine because we've seen Black Mirror and now we're all terrified. It was fantastic. And then, you know, the one thing that I did have a worry about is I worried that it would be too much about Trump. You know, I worried that it would play into the criticism, you know, because like the No Kings protests were designed to protest Trump and him having this parade, right? I mean, that's why they had it the same day. You know, because instead of celebrating the army and 250 years of its history, they want to protest against monarchy or whatever. Or dictatorship or whatever. Because anyway, they hate Trump. And so I was curious, you know, how much Trump would there be in this parade? As little as possible. It really wasn't about him. And that I thought, great, of course. J.D. Vance spoke a little bit and, you know, just, I mean, kind of formalities remarks.
This evening, as we celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States Army, the oldest branch of the greatest fighting force ever known to man, I want to say to all the soldiers all across our nation's capital and all across the world, happy birthday, soldiers. We're proud of you.
I never noticed before he has a yuh. He doesn't say you. He says yuh a lot. It just kind of got into my head a little bit when I was listening to him.
We're so proud of you, and let me tell you that the way that we honor and respect you is, number one, we never ask you to go to war unless you absolutely have to, and number two, when we do ask you to go to war, we give you the weapons and the support needed to kick the hell out of the enemy and come back home safely.
Amen. That's the idea. That's right. This is the closest that it got to being about President Trump. In a negative way, and it really wasn't. This is as close as it got the whole time.
June the 14th is, of course, the birthday of the Army, It is, of course, the birthday of the President of the United States, and happy birthday, Mr. President.
That's it.
But I would get in trouble if I didn't mention that it's also my wedding anniversary, and so to my lovely wife, I love you, honey. Happy anniversary, and thank you for everything that you do for our country.
Every time he says, yeah, you hear it now, right? Me too. No, I mean, June 14th is a great day. Birthday of the Army, it's the birthday of the flag, it's In God We Trust, went on to the money. You know, it's President Trump's birthday. It's J.D. Vance's anniversary. So, I mean, who knew? But then, so President Trump spoke. And again, you know, President Trump, when he speaks, he says all kinds of things. It's very political. It's long. It's rambly. Not this time. No. Tremendous message discipline for him just reading off the teleprompter.
You make us strong. And tonight, you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually. Made them all very proud. Every other country celebrates their victories. It's about time. America did too. That's what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, he actually apparently got the idea for doing this from the Bastille Day celebrations in France that they do every year. And he was apparently kind of jealous of, you know, their cool precision parading and military equipment. He's like, we should do that. Yes, we should. Sure. Why not? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. If you're on Davis Highway southbound approaching Olive Road, we're seeing some major congestion delays there. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much. John, if you're working on a project around your home, you need to fix something, repair, improve, expand, you're doing a remodel, or you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. If you're at the light end, you know, in the kiddie pool, that's me, then they're there to help you make sure that I can do the things right that I need to get done. Because a lot of times what they'll do is they won't just sell you the product, they'll sell you and they'll kind of ask you, hey, you know, have you done this before? Do you know how to do this? Let's share a few tips and tricks so that we make sure that you get the end result that you want and don't just get out there on your own and get lost in the process. Or if it's more complicated, same thing. They really are selling end results, not just products. And that means giving you good advice. And sometimes it's safety matters, you know, because some of the stuff that they sell is, you know, it can be done wrong. And if you do it wrong, it can be really bad. So they want to make sure that you're informed, that you understand how to do it properly. They are your commercial construction supply business. They speak your language if you build things for a living, and they can definitely help you solve problems. Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield, and they will take care of you. Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851. Back to the president's speech during the 250th anniversary parade in Washington, D.C., which very disappointed that none of the over-the-air broadcasters carried this. I thought that was a does it signify bias? Does it signify their opposition to the president or the army? Does it signify anti-Americanism? I don't go quite that far. I know some people do view it that way. I just think it's a shame. They could have been broadcasting something that all Americans could have been watching, you know, instead of watching these protests, which, again, the protests are a part of America, too. Show both. You know, show the protesters and then show the parade. And then you can say you've kind of done both sides if you like, but at least show it all. Don't just only show the one side and then don't show the stuff that's going on with the parade. Anyway, back to President Trump's comments at the during the parade towards the end.
The U.S. Army has driven bayonets into the heart of sinister empires, crushed the ambitions of evil tyrants. Beneath the threads of American tanks, it's done so well, it's done so much, and sent the devil himself flying into full retreat. Time and again, America's enemies have learned that if you threaten the American people, our soldiers are coming for you. Your defeat will be certain, your demise will be final, and your downfall will be total and complete.
As in, hint, hint, China. Hint, hint.
Because our soldiers never give up, never surrender, and never, ever quit. They fight, 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 and they win, win, win.
You know, it is okay to have some rah-rah moments.
And that's why
it's okay to have that. And then he goes through, there was a whole list of, like, you know, recipients of awards and famous quotes. And
in World War II, there was the great Creighton Abrams, besieged on all sides by the Nazis at the Battle of the Bulge. He boldly proclaimed, "They've got us surrounded again, the poor bastards." This is the fighting spirit and unyielding force of the U.S. Army.
I love that. I had not heard that quote, or maybe I had heard it in some of the comments, but I love that quote. "They've got us surrounded again." That's great.
And tonight we affirm with unwavering certainty that in the years ahead and in every generation hence, whenever duty calls and whatever danger comes, the American soldier will be there.
And then the final, and again, this is 100% message discipline. It was just on the Army and the nation, and that's it. There was no politics, no personal jabs, no Biden, no election, no ramble, no weave. For those of you who are fans of the president, he likes to weave, you know, all a bunch of different things. No weave. It was a weave-free parade.
No matter the risk, no matter the obstacles, our warriors will charge into battle. They will plunge into the crucible of fire, and they will seize the crown of victory, because the United States of America will always have the grace of Almighty God and the iron will of the United States Army.
Yeah, and not just showing off the, you know, troops marching, telling the history, talking about the Big Red One and Ironsides and showing you the equipment and just and going through the eras and telling the history of the Army. It was great. Genuinely great. And I just think it's sad more people didn't see it. I know the people who saw it loved it. You know, and then there's a lot of people who have opinions about it that didn't watch it, I guess. But I haven't really seen people who watched it and said, "Well, that was so silly." Really? Oh, somebody texted in. You can always text me anything. 437-1620. Somebody says, "I want to thank you for putting that in my head." Sorry. I know. Oh, somebody else says, "You know what I was hoping to see? I was hoping to see the EM-50. You know the EM-50 from Stripes?
Gentlemen, this is the EM-50 Urban Assault Vehicle.
No, that would have been awesome, but a little out of character for the tone of the thing. So anyway, if you have thoughts about the parade, the celebration of the 250th birthday of the United States Army, feel free to text me, 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
When it comes to your dream home, at Pinair Credit Union, we think you deserve to be picky. So buy that perfect place that just speaks to you. Or build a new home just the way you like it. Because at Pinair Credit Union, we deliver affordable and flexible home mortgages and construction loans designed to make your next home a dream come true. Find all you need to get started at pinair.org/homeloan. Whether you're buying or building, Pinair Home Loans fit you perfectly. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
What is the first rule of any game, Mr. Green?
The only way to get smarter is by playing a smarter opponent.
What's rule two of any game?
The more sophisticated the game, the more sophisticated the opponent.
Good morning, 7:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local. Did you have a good Father's Day, John? Happy Father's Day, by the way. Did you have a good
Father's
Day?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Did you do anything special yesterday?
No.
Okay, cool.
What about you?
not much. We went out on the boat, went on Bayou Grande, whatever. Yeah, I'm not going to fight you. We were there. Remember how the last time we went over by that vicinity, we're on the other side of White Island, and we missed the Blues kind of, okay? No, we were right off of NES Pensacola when the Blues came home last night. It was really cool.
Oh, I bet that was amazing. Yeah.
My wife's like, happy Father's Day.
Yeah, I planned this for you.
You're the best, honey. She's great. Let's see. Oh, okay. I'm going to probably get in trouble for saying this, but I don't care. It's worth saying. Generally speaking, who's more motivated to engage in activities? The husband or the wife? Let me say it very delicately, okay? Who's more persistent about engaging in the act? I mean, typically it's the man. Typically it's the man. So I love all these, and that's true. Well, there's a lot of y'all that have that to thank for existing. You know, we celebrate mothers on Mother's Day, but, you know, if men weren't so horny, there wouldn't be so many people, okay? Just... There'd be a lot fewer of you, okay? So, you know, it's what's the short version is the one I keep seeing on Facebook is, you know, more of y'all should be grateful to your dad. Your mom probably wasn't even in the mood, right? That's just true. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
How do I even? Okay, no accidents to report to you right now. Just seeing some minor slowdowns on I-10 eastbound as you approach the Highway 29 exit there. But other than that, things are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Persistence pays off. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
This Father's Day philosophy lesson brought to you by...
But it's true, right? Nobody ever gives credit to the men for being, you know, eager. You know?
What yesterday was all about.
That's right. If men weren't eager, there wouldn't be so many people. We need a lot of people. Anyway, go on, David.
President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney are meeting today in Alberta on the sidelines of the G7 summit. The two nations are working on a trade agreement. There is a...
John cannot believe he's a part of this show sometimes. John's just like, I'm trying to be a good Christian.
I'm trying.
I just don't know. My whole professional career has put me in this position. This guy goes, go ahead, David.
20 years in radio has led me right here.
Like, I know how Chip feels every time he comes in here. He's like, I've been doing law enforcement since as long as there's been... You know, and this is where I am, really? Go ahead, David.
There's a hearing today in Boston federal court over President Trump's orders to block Harvard from enrolling international students. Harvard is asking the court to grant an order allowing student visa holders to enter the country so they can study while the legal battle continues. And a suspect is behind bars after a deadly shooting during weekend protests in Salt Lake City, Utah. Police arrested 24-year-old Arturo Gamboa in connection with a shooting that happened during a No Kings protest there that killed a 39-year-old man. Shortly after shots were fired, officers said they found Gamboa wounded and hiding with an AR-15 rifle.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. I'm glad they found him. It's horrific. It's such a weird, bizarre story, too. And everybody's trying to figure out, you know, whose side, whatever. Well, how about we just all be on the no violence side? Right? How about we all just say that? Can we just, let's just all be on the no violence side and then, you know, recognize that democracy is what you do instead of violence. You know, politics is proxy war, but it's proxy war. It's not actual war. That's the whole reason. You know, you do this instead of having civil war, right? And so it's, that's the system, right? 437-1620, 437-1620. I thought this was... This kind of fits with the whole business of, you know, why there wasn't more coverage of the parade on regular TV and, you know, basically Fox News, C-SPAN, and some of the more conservative outlets out there are more, you know, very, like, the outlets that liberals don't tend to watch or that even a lot of moderates don't necessarily tend to watch. And so you have this problem of media balkanization. That's just a fancy word for meaning that we're all carved up into our own little cliques and groups and we get reinforcement of what we like. Very interesting comment about Republicans and Democrats in terms of who they trust in media. Of 30 news sources asked of Republicans and Democrats who they liked, there were only two news sources that tested more than 30% support from Republicans, Fox News and the Joe Rogan podcast, 56 and 31% respectively. Meanwhile, out of the 30 news sources, 13 registered trust levels above 30% for Democrats. The ABC, CBS, NBC, PBS, CNN, BBC, New York Times, Associated Press, MSNBC, NPR, USA Today, Washington Post, and Wall Street Journal. And what's interesting about that one, the Wall Street Journal also made the Republicans list. So Republicans and Forbes also, apparently Republicans and Democrats both trust or like the Wall Street Journal and Forbes, which I think is interesting because the Wall Street Journal used to be thought of as like very much like the alternative to the New York Times, Washington Post. And I don't know that they've changed particularly, but they are definitely a conservative news outlet, but that Democrats trust them as well. I think it's sad. I think it's sad we don't have more trust, whether because of the trusters or because of the trustee. Either way, there should be more news sources that we can all believe in.
Stream us at NewsRadio 90.